2005 Southern California Harvest, Podcast 5. Greetings and welcome to this special Crusade edition of A Time for Harvest. These podcasts are brought to you by Harvest Ministries at harvest.org in partnership with the Godcast Network. I'm Steve Webb, host of the LifeSpring podcast at lifespringpodcast.com, which is a proud member of the Godcast Network, found at godcast.org. As we've said before, we hope you can join us in person at the Anaheim Crusade tonight or tomorrow night. That's July 16 or 17, or at an upcoming crusade near you. In the meantime, if you'd like to read more about how you can begin a relationship with God right now, or if you've recently made a decision to do so, visit us on the web at knowgod.org. That's knowgod.org. You can register your decision, take advantage of all kinds of resources to help you get the most out of your relationship, and even receive a free copy of the New Testament. Now, if you're already a believer and would like to help support Harvest Crusades by putting a Bible in the hands of a new believer, visit us at harvest.org/STW. And as always, to subscribe to these podcasts, you can do so at harvestpodcast.org. Lastly, to sign up for Pastor Greg's free daily devotional via email, visit harvest.org/devotional. You can also email Pastor Greg directly at greg@harvest.org. Well, here we are, the fifth in our very special series covering the Southern California harvest. Now, the previous four episodes were a prelude to the main event, the actual crusade itself. This podcast will give you a look at the happenings at Angel Stadium during the afternoon and evening before the first night of the crusade. I arrived at the stadium about 3 hours early. What I'm going to share with you is some sound seeing. I got a tour of the facility. I spoke to many of the volunteers in every department, from the video crew to the internet geeks to the guys who actually built the staging and sets to the volunteers who'd been trained to speak to the people who would make decisions for Christ. I interviewed some members of the band Delirious and even got to be in the green room, the place where the bands and other dignitaries gathered before the event began. And just before the opening, Pastor Greg led us all in a word of prayer. Go with me now as I take you along on this opening day tour behind the scenes of the Southern California Harvest Crusade.
Video screens now. Let me kind of describe as we're going for my listeners, okay? We've got, we're ground zero right now. Absolutely behind home plate. We're on what level is it? This is the first level. Is it second level? Okay. Press box level. Perfect view of everything. Where I'm standing right now, I can see 5, 6, 7, 8 screens, not to mention the screens that are in the case there. This is where everything video happens. They've got all these. How many feeds are coming in? Okay, well. All right. I'm talking, by the way, to Brendan Stark. He is kind of the liaison between Harvest Ministries and the Godcast Network. And Brendan has been just a tremendous help. Everything that we've needed, he's been right Johnny on the spot to provide. He's just been super. And so he's the Jesus geek over at Harvest Ministries, and he was known as the Jesus geek even before that, right?
Yeah, Podcast Alley. That was my moniker.
Okay. Now, what's the name of your podcast over there? Do you have one?
Not yet.
There
was going to be the Jesus Geek Show.
Okay.
Then, I got waylaid into this.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, but yeah, you're still on the forums as Jesus Geek, right?
Yes.
All right, I've seen you over there. Okay, so... to my left is the internet department. And how many computers are over there?
Oh, my gosh. We've got
just roughly
12, probably 20 or 30.
20 or 30 computers. And it's how many of them are Mac? Like 99% of them?
No. Actually, the minority is Mac.
Really?
Most of the guys over here are PC snobs. So the Macs are slowly getting some more respect.
I think
actually, we'll talk to
hang on. I'm getting a phone call right now. Hang on. Sorry about that. Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, buddy. Hey, you know what? I'm in the middle of an interview. Can I call you back?
Okay.
All right. I'll call you back, baby. Love you.
All right. Love
bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Actually, you want to talk to some of the volunteers, too?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Absolutely.
Can you interview me real quick?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is Corey Creasy.
Hi there.
Hey, Corey, how
this
you doing?
Matrix.
Battalion commander, battalion chief
for City Glendale Fire.
Oh, very good.
He's been a long-time volunteer here at the Crusades and with the Internet Ministry.
And what are you doing right now?
Well, what we're going to do this time is stream in QuickTime. We've done all the other codecs, Windows, Reel, and we're finally seeing the light. They're going to try QuickTime.
QuickTime.
One of the big advantages we're hoping is that we're going to get a
better. Mark.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mark, how's it going? Good to see you again, man.
Good to see you, too.
God bless you.
Mark is in charge of the entire look of the Crusade.
The entire look? Boy, that's just a small job.
Yeah, right. David Riley came up with the design. We made it happen. So.
Awesome.
Yeah,
very, very good. Good. Well, we'll talk to you later. Enjoy. Tunnel A. All right. Now, this is where the motocross guys are going to be taking their bikes in and out, too, isn't it?
I'm sure, yeah. And then they'll, I don't know how they're going to do it. Usually they go around the warning track.
Yes.
And they'll have huge jump set up.
Right. Last year, that's what they did.
Second level.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
It gets so high in the air. It's scary. This is Ken Jacobson. This is Steve Webb.
Hi, Ken.
Podcaster. I want to interview you for a second.
Not a chance.
Not a chance. So what do you do here?
What do I do here?
Yeah.
Is that already on?
It's on. We're on. We're live.
Figures. This is my first year here in this position.
Yeah.
But what we do is everything.
Which is what your position is? What is your position?
I'm head of maintenance at Harvest, but we've built all the props for the stage. So we painted all the props for the stage, all the signage and whatnot. We've arranged to get it down here.
How long has it taken you so far to make everything? When did you start?
We've been working on it around a month.
About a month, okay.
So we've got guys that have been working, you know, 80 to 120 hours a week for the last month, cranking this stuff out. We've had volunteer painters. We've had volunteer welders. We've had all these guys that are going above and beyond to get all this stuff done for us.
How many people do you think?
We've probably had 8 to 10 guys working on this.
Okay.
And then when we get down here, midnight on Tuesday night, we had 65 guys out in the parking lot waiting for us. And we started unloading trucks and just hump everything down the hill and up onto the stage.
How many trucks? Okay, so here what we've got, this is the area then that the new believers come to after they've made a profession of faith?
Is that most of it out on the field,
okay,
counseling. And then afterwards, all the volunteers will come back here. And we have regions, and they'll match up the little decision cards that they made. For each region, it'll go in a box, and then that'll go to a church in that region.
So there's refreshments back here, looks like, for the workers.
Now, part of the most important thing about having an army of workers is keeping their bellies full and keeping them energized.
Yes.
And these are all volunteers who donate their time and food to keep everyone going. And these guys do a great job.
We're the ones that feed everyone behind the scenes.
How many people are you going to feed tonight?
Probably
200. 200
Maybe.
People.
It's always an iffy thing. Anywhere between 175 to 250.
Uh-huh.
Depending on how many of the bands decide to come down with their friends and all that kind of
stuff. Okay. Oh, there's the rocks.
So right now, you see all the pipe works for all the water works.
All the water work. Yeah, okay. So if you've seen Angel Stadium on television, we are now below and behind the rocks where all the water works are and the fountain and the fireworks when a home run is hit. I always like to see those fireworks because that means that my team just made a home run. There's a guard sitting there making sure nobody comes in or out of the building without the proper authorization. This is pretty cool because who would have thought a podcaster would have access to all of this in less than a year after podcasting begins? Okay, just stepping over a bunch of cables. We've got cables running in these trailers and into the building. Video truck. All right. Gonna go up these stairs here into the truck, see what's going on. Great big door. Who's coming into this truck?
That I couldn't tell you. I know there's 9 of the beta cam feeds.
Okay.
And they'll be engineering at the truck.
Right.
And there's also a CG, a character generator, and there's also probably a few other feeds.
If you're a geek, you're in geek cabin right now with all this stuff.
You know, back around,
try
to go to the green room.
The green room.
Yeah.
Everybody's always heard about the green room. Is the green room really green?
No.
No, see? Another myth dispelled.
Let's
look at the rocks. These are the rocks that Disney installed when they bought the place.
That is a
lot. I mean, I love what they've done to the stadium. Did you come here before they redid this place?
Oh, yeah, when it was just all solid.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. I hated to come here.
The one cool thing, though.
All right, well, I have to come stand on a rock.
Okay.
See? So that I can say that when I see it on TV, I stood on that rock, okay? And so all the podcasting fans in the world can know that when they're watching TV and they see a show, they watch the coverage of the Crusade, as you're seeing the rocks from the field, I'm going to be at your extreme left, the very bottom rock, and that's where I'm standing right now. And I've got the main scoreboard is to my left, and then the smaller one is to my right. I'm halfway between the two. I'm in left field, and so that's where I am. Awesome. Stepping down off the rock.
Now you'll notice on the stage,
yes,
they have speakers pointed this way.
Uh-huh.
So one of the nights, they figure that this is going to be full. So
that'll probably be tomorrow night.
Yeah,
like that's when they're expecting the biggest crowd. Okay. We're walking on the green part now that you see on TV. The green.
And you got a baseball? Empty.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is where the pitchers warm up right here. Golly, my father-in-law would be so envious right now. He is a diehard baseball fan. His main team is the St. Louis Cardinals, but he loves the Angels too. And so to be able to come down here like this, very, very cool. Okay.
And you also notice, see that camera up there?
Yeah, there's that camera back there.
It's on a boom, so it'll be going up and down and giving kind of wide shots.
Okay, so that belongs to you guys there.
Yes.
Okay.
But probably, I don't know the percentage, but I would bet 75% of the people are just volunteers.
Wow.
So give up their vacation time, give up, you know, whatever, if they have their own business, give up their time.
Yep.
Come out and volunteer and help out.
Amen. That's a wonderful thing.
In fact, just in the internet area alone, I think we have 20 volunteers this year.
Huh. And what would you say is the average age?
The
mean age, if you took them all and got a mean number.
When we started out many years ago,
yeah,
it was probably late 20s to like pre-teen.
Yeah.
Some of the kids in there grew up in the internet ministry.
Right.
And so now, we had a couple of older guys too who were kind of the geek factor.
Yeah.
A lot of old programmers who used to program in forgotten languages now.
Yep.
They would come out. We just had a huge variety. And everyone just wanted to use technology to try to spread the gospel around the world.
Right.
You know, the Great Commission.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And we love it. And
yep.
We get emails where people made decisions to follow Christ. That just makes it all worthwhile. You
absolutely.
See one of those, and it's like, it's all worth it.
Yep. Yep.
All the time, all the lack of sleep, everything.
Yep.
That's what it's about.
Yep.
This is the real hidden shortcut.
The real hidden shortcut. Okay, this is...
We're headed over to the dugout, the first base dugout.
Ah, first base dugout. Oh, now that will be cool. Of course, the... Oh, yeah. Bunch of confiscated beach balls. That's funny. Got a lot of races along here with wires and cables and everything above our head.
Now, one thing you'll notice that, or you won't see here.
Yes. I see all the Corona beer and all the other alcohol kiosks are tucked away back here in storage. We're not going to have... Well, careful. Not going to have them out during the cruise. Okay, now we're in kind of a dark tunnel. It's a concrete tunnel, and this is access from one part of the backstage to another part. That's probably from end to end, I don't know, 75 yards or so, something like that. Got, looks like, what, yellow halogen lamps in here.
Reminds me of all the movies where you see people under this underground.
Uh-huh. Well, I've played some first-person shooter games that it kind of looks like that, too, in there.
This is the visitor's dugout.
Okay, the visitor's dugout is down here. Okay. And there's somebody coming up the stairs.
Here we go.
Okay.
Visitor's clubhouse.
Visitor's clubhouse. Ooh, okay. Are we allowed to go in there? See what's going on. The visitors clubhouse.
This is the green room.
This is the green room. Okay. Very good. Okay. How's it going?
Well, you know, you can get her and bring her.
Hi.
Yeah, wherever you
Hi.
Want.
Okay, so they've got it set up in here. They've got food set up, several nice tables set up. This is the locker room for the visitors. Okay, there's some TV monitors in here. Smells good in here. Already got the food in here. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Yeah, got some nice snacks, salsa, some tortillas. Ooh, yeah, we got the... Was that pork or chicken?
Chicken.
Chicken, okay. Very good. Very cool. And we got some drinks set up here, some coffee, water in little refrigerators, sodas. And we're going back out into this area here, which is, looks like a reception area for the VIPs, I would guess, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, it's got all the angel colors, red wall and blue carpet with a baseball motif in the carpet. Now, Angels Clubhouse, make a right. We're back in that hallway again. Bit of a labyrinth back here. Angels dug out that way, and they'll bet you the clubhouse is here. So is this accessible? See? Oh, this one's locked.
Okay.
The Angels Clubhouse is locked. I'm sure those guys probably keep a lot of their personal effects there all the time, so that's probably why that's locked. Video coaching room, staff lounge and lockers, a couple of doors with those labels on it. And there's a sign by this door that says, media only beyond this point. And of course, we're media. We're not part of the big media, we're part of the micromedia. This is very, very cool. Okay, we got a home batting tunnel, we got an Everlast punching bag. And we're about to ascend into the dugout. Angels home team dugout. Stand over here where Socia stands. He's often down there too. This
hey.
Is very hey.
Hello,
how you doing,
good
man?
To see you.
This is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah.
You know why I'm here?
With your church?
Podcasting.
Awesome. I'm big time in podcasting. My favorite one right now is called Fly With Me.
Fly With Me.
It's a pilot, the United Airlines pilot.
Oh yeah, I've heard about
to
that.
To Hawaii.
Right.
The funniest things that go on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he does it.
Yeah.
Two,
very
that's
good.
Two,
yeah.
Cool, man.
Four, absolutely.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Check. 1, 2.
This is
three,
very cool.
Four.
Man.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Who would have thought? Okay, I'm
check.
Standing
one,
here.
1, 2, 3,
looking
four.
Out of the stands.
Let me know when it's good. Check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Very cool.
Check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Checking Mr. Microphone.
Mark, it doesn't get much better than this,
check.
Huh?
Tell you what. This
is cool.
Awesome.
Yep.
Mike, are you good?
All right. I got to sit in Socia's chair.
What do you have to do?
What? I'm recording right now.
Okay, but where's the mic?
Here and here.
The mics?
Yep. Stereo. Getting it. So when you listen to this sound file, it'll sound just like you're there. Well, while I was talking to Mark, I was sitting in Mike Socia's chair. Man.
Go ahead and go down.
Who would have thunk it? I've said that many times over the last couple of months.
There's not a lot of space between where he stands and where the balls come flying at.
No, there's not. Wait a minute. I got to touch the grass. Woo!
Okay.
Touch the grass.
Okay, don't let the grasskeeper see
you. Okay. All right, going back up. Let's see, I was sitting in one of these seats just a couple of months ago watching a game, right in this section. And here at Angel Stadium, all of the pillars, the supporting pillars, have the Angel logos, and each one has one of the players' image and name and number on it. Number 15, Tim Salmon. I did a windshield repair for Tim Salmon's aunt one time. Coming in a back door, going into some offices here, getting on the elevator. Hi.
You're
greeting?
Yeah. I'm
okay. Go outside here and talk to some people.
Then you're going to have to talk to them there.
Hey, guys. You guys down here for the crusade?
Yeah.
Leno?
Yeah.
And what is it?
Gabriel.
Gabriel and
Sal.
Sal. Where are you guys from?
Tustin.
Tustin,
yeah,
okay.
I invited my two friends. I go to Calvary Chapel.
Which one? Costa Mesa. Okay,
yeah.
All right. I'm right now just kind of wandering around talking to people that are down here and, you know, asking you why you're here and, you know, what you think about the Harvest Crusade. So
this is my first time ever.
Your first time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What are you expecting?
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Okay.
Something fun.
Okay.
Something that we can learn.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. What about you?
Is it just a good music? Is it the God?
Yeah.
Is there a message for me in there?
Yeah. Okay. All right. You guys go to church now? Yeah?
Really started.
You go to Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa?
It's the first time going. I barely brought them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they said,
I haven't gone to church.
They're saying bring friends out and
absolutely.
Stuff like that don't know the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
That came from rough backgrounds.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We all used to be in gangs, came from that area. And me, I'm in another gang now.
Yeah,
God's
absolutely.
Gang,
yes,
I mean?
Sir.
But,
Yeah.
And I'm just letting them know, hey, I found something good. I'm trying to share it.
There you go. Got to be sure the homeboys are taken care of, huh?
Yeah. Eric Kirsten.
Eric, good to meet you.
This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
That's Jacob looking for a bathroom.
Bye, Jacob. Why are you here?
We're here because this is our first time.
It is?
Yeah.
Great.
Heard about it, never been here before.
Okay. Where'd you hear about it?
Bumper stickers all over the place.
They're everywhere, aren't
everywhere.
They?
Everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere you look.
Yeah.
They're ubiquitous.
And then today on the radio on KFI.
KFI?
Yeah.
Really, they're playing that? So what brings you this time? You've already been. I mean, why come again? What's up with that?
For me, it's because I've been backslidden.
Okay.
And I just came to just be refreshed.
This is my sister, my nephew. We all came out as so.
Yeah, and she's always inviting all the family in, so, yeah.
Keep it up.
She's good at that.
Good, good.
This is my son, and he's a little backslidden also.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
He says, hey, Mom, don't...
I'm praying for him.
Throw him
I'm
on the spot.
I'm praying for him, too, you know, and I want him to come back and get right.
Yeah. So you think this is a place to do that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful day. Let me describe the day to you. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's beginning to cool off. It's right now 5 o'clock. The gates will be opening in a half an hour or so. Temperature, I'd say, is about 85 right now, but... in Riverside is about 110 degrees yesterday and today, so this 85 feels really, really good. There are more people that are coming in now. They're beginning to stream in. A little bit of a breeze. There's more people around the Harvest booth right now. And since it's 5 o'clock, I better get back because I know I have an interview in a little while. Cooling off out there finally.
Nice.
Yes, it is now.
Sea breeze, that offshore breeze is real nice.
It feels good. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Who are you? Says musician.
I'm with Delirious.
You're Delirious. You're the band. Oh, Jonathan Thatcher. Yeah, it's nice to meet you. I'm going to be interviewing you in a few minutes.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm Steve Webb with the Lightspring Podcast.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Good podcast. So, yeah. Very up-to-date with technology.
Well, you know, cutting edge, bleeding edge. I think. Oh, he is?
Nice.
Well, who's the geek?
We're all geeks.
You're all geeks. Okay. All right, so I'm talking...
He's a senior geek.
He looks after the website.
Oh, really? You're the webmaster?
Yes. Master might be a little bit strong, but I...
He's our webmaster.
Well, I'm talking to three members of Delirious. I've got...
John the bassist.
John the bassist. Good to meet you, John the bassist.
Good to meet you, Stu Smith.
Stu Smith,
drummer.
Stu
G, I play guitar.
You play guitar, okay. I was reading on your website today. Nice website, you put it together yourself? All that flash and everything?
There's not any flash on it, I don't think.
Really?
It's like, yeah.
Okay, that's all right. Well, I don't have flash on mine either, so that's okay. All right. Well, you guys have been doing a lot of traveling. And you guys are from the UK, and the UK recently has gone through some real peaks and some real valleys. The peaks being, I suppose, maybe the highest was being named the Olympic City in, 2012?
Yes.
But then we had the bombings take place,
yes,
too.
Yes, the next day. The
very next day. I mean, what does that do to your emotions? I mean, how do you deal with something like that?
I think it kind of pulled the carpet from under our feet, really, you know, because I think everyone was quite surprised that we won the Olympic bid. Obviously, pleasantly surprised.
Right.
And, you know, we spent the day talking about what events we were going to, you know, and what tickets we were going to buy already and how old our kids would be. And, you know, and I think for the nation, that was a great thing to happen. And
sure,
we mustn't forget that that actually has happened and it still is happening.
That's right.
But for the bombings to take place the very next day kind of did sour the event a little bit. And, you know, but life goes on, and I think when you look at what's going on now, in London particularly, people got back to work and, you know, they still have to go to work on a tube or a bus or a car or walk through the streets of London.
Right.
And we shouldn't forget, it's a great place to live, you know. And terrorism, unfortunately, has become a part of our life.
Right.
And as Christians, you know, all we can do is pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, and you know, that hopefully, you know, evil will be stamped out and, you know, people will get to know God a little bit more and things will be turned around. But it's a very difficult situation.
Right. Any event like that makes people think, and especially people that are actually involved, you know, in the vicinity of those things going off, you know, and they think, you know, how come I survived and my friend didn't, or, you know, something
yeah,
like that. It
right,
makes people think, you know.
Sure.
And I think that's a great chance for the church to stand up and say, look, we're here for everyone. And
waiting in the wings. Do you need them now?
Or? Yeah, well, we've got about okay, 10 minutes left of their time. So.
Okay, all right. Guys, God
you
bless you guys.
Thanks,
love
Steve,
your music. I mean,
just
keep ministering, man.
Thanks
you guys do a great job.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Father, thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, we would remember the men over at DuPont tonight at the Promise Keepers event. Bless them, Lord.
Yes.
Help them be challenged to be men of God. And this event we have here, Lord, just pour out your spirit. And even now, for people that maybe are thinking about not coming, that they just change their mind,
yes,
and come. And more to the point, Lord, that people that don't know you would come and hear the gospel. And believe in the power of the gospel. You told us it's the power of God unto salvation. For everyone that believes, and Lord, just let it go out with clarity tonight. In everything that's done, not just in the preaching, but in the prayers and the music, and what is said between songs, even in the offering, Lord, that it all supports that message that is so close to your heart, that you sent your son to die for, that we might come into this relationship with you. So bind the power of the enemy and empower us all with the Holy Spirit and forgive us of our sin, Lord.
Yes.
It might be known or unknown, something, Lord, in our life that would get in the way of you using us. Would you just cleanse us now? And we will just rely on the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we pray that your Spirit will move across this crowd of people tonight and bring about that convicting work that only He can do.
Mm-hmm.
You've told us in Scripture that when He has come, He'll convict the world of righteousness, sin, and of judgment. Lord, do that work, because only you can convict and convince a person of their need for Jesus. So, Lord, we take our gifts that you've given to us and we offer them back to you.
Yes.
And we ask you to bless now, and most importantly, Lord, be glorified tonight.
Yes.
And we pray that people will walk out of here with the name of Jesus on their lips.
Yes.
And that you will be magnified in our midst. And so we commit this evening to you. We ask you to go before us now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What a beginning day. Pastor Greg's message was great, and you can listen to it in its entirety on podcast number 6. We hope you can join us in person either tonight, July 16th, or tomorrow, July 17th, 2005, or at an upcoming crusade near you. In the meantime, if you'd like to read more about how you can begin a relationship with God right now, or if you've recently made that decision to do so, visit us at knowgod.org, knowgod.org. You can register your decision to take advantage of a wealth of resources to help you get the most out of your relationship, and you can receive a free copy of the New Testament there, knowgod.org. Also, if you're already a believer and you'd like to help support Harvest Crusade by putting a Bible in the hands of a new believer, go to harvest.org/STW. Lastly, remember you can sign up for Pastor Greg's free daily devotional via email at harvest.org/devotional. You can also email him directly at greg@harvest.org. Now that wraps up this special Crusade edition of A Time for Harvest. Stay subscribed for more special shows along with the Crusade itself. God bless.